Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, it's great to be here with you on Offsides ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I always try to have the same energy in the fourth hour that we do on the first. It's not always easy. I one time, this is a true story, Lonzo, this was about April of 2018. Right. So the first time that I spoke to our boss here was November 1st of 2018. This was April of 18. I was being considered for the evening show on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Right. And the program director there I've had a relationship with for quite some time. And he calls me and he says, you know, Mark, we're not able to move forward with you at this time. I want to give you some feedback. Here's what he said. He said, you know, this is a four-hour show, and I think you have really good content, but I don't think you can maintain that energy for 4 hours. That's what he said to me. And I was just like, well, look, man, if you just don't like me, you can just say you don't like me. You don't need to make up anything. You don't need to make up anything like that. But he said, no, I think you would have a real hard time. I think your energy would fall off a cliff if you tried to do what you do for 4 hours. So anyway,
I got to ask. So you're talking about Cleveland, Ohio, right?
Cleveland, Ohio.
So
yeah.
Here's what he's really saying. If you're losing energy when you're in sunny Houston, what are you going to do when you're here in Cleveland and you look outside and there's nothing but dirty snow everywhere? How are you going to be able to get that excitement going? So really, you just weren't right for Cleveland because you don't have that Cleveland kind of energy.
But he wasn't saying I'm losing energy. He's saying there's no way you can keep that energy up. And I would say, Lonzo.
So he's cracking on your stamina. Is that what he's doing?
If you're living in dreary Cleveland, don't you want some energy? Don't you need some energy? So anyway, man.
Nah, they don't want to be woke up.
It was interesting, man. I ended up talking to a few other PD program directors about that conversation. They both said, I've never heard of anybody saying to a host they want them to have less energy. Like, I've never heard that before in my life. And that's exactly what I was told. We can't move forward with you because I don't think you can keep that energy up for 4 hours. So guess what I think about every time I feel a little bit tired at the start of the 6 o'clock hour, that this guy in Cleveland doesn't think I can keep the energy up for hour number four.
See, it's another thing that you and I are alike about, which is not a good thing in my opinion, but we are motivated by people who say we can't. And those voices are always there. Each time someone says you can't do something and you do it, and you feel like, man, I'm not sure I can do this today, that voice comes up and says, yeah, see, I told you you couldn't do it.
So, Mr. Program Director in Cleveland, Ohio, welcome to hour number four of Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. Rolling on a Friday afternoon. Fantastic to be here with you guys as we kill it for the final hour of the week. No hours off on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, folks, college football needs a czar. Don't you get that sense when you're hearing all these different messages? Wouldn't it be something if there was a unifying voice? If there was, and I can't believe I'm saying this, a Dana White of college football. Yeah, you can keep your conference commissioners, right? You can keep your individual belts in boxing, but we're going to have one overarching leader that is the boss of all, right? College football desperately needs that. And it needs that because we're getting all these different messages. Are we having football, not having football? Big Ten's doing this. Ivy League's doing this. ACC says wait and see. Everybody's got a different MO, man. We have to have some sort of person that can come together and help us form a consensus. Ladies and gentlemen, I nominate a great graduate from the University of Florida. I nominate somebody who is known for never catering to conventional wisdom or never siding with the norm. I nominate Mark Ryan. I nominate Mark Ryan, ladies and gentlemen. And under my leadership, I will make the following changes to college football. All right? Thank you very much for this honor. I appreciate the band playing the music. Here are the changes that I am going to make, and I want your opinions as to whether you agree or disagree here. No more name, image, and likeness nonsense. No money for the players. Oh, but Mark, that is cruel and unusual punishment. Really? Well, I've done some research on this, and I want to share this with you. All right? The amount of money that major universities spend on an average student per year is $15,615. Okay? The amount of money per year that Auburn spends on a football player, $511,745. An average student costs a university 15 grand. Auburn spends more than half a mil on each player per year. And in fact, folks, 19 universities in the country spend more than $250,000 annually per football player. That's more than $250,000 every year per football player. 19 universities do that. So what is a college football player receiving in 4 years at a university? Over $100 million in value. What is that value? Of course, it's room and board. Of course, it's full cost of attendance. But it's also expert-level facilities, expert-level training. Who is responsible for getting these guys ready for the NFL? Oh, yeah, college football. But everybody talks about college football like it's the greatest employee injustice in the history of mankind. Can somebody please not pay me to the tune of $511,745 in benefits every year? I'm ending this name, image, and likeness BS. Number two, no playoff expansion. When have you ever said to yourself, yeah, the eighth best team would have a chance to win the national championship? Less is more, ladies and gentlemen. I'm also giving the group of five. I want all 130 teams at the beginning of the year to realize they have a chance to win the national championship. So here's what I'm doing. The best group of five team is the fifth seed in the playoff. They then play the four seed for the right to get into the playoff. This last year would have been Oklahoma versus Memphis. Hell of a game we would have seen, right? The best group of five team gets to play the four seed for the right to get into the playoff. What do you think about that? That is rule change number two. Change number three is right here. No more stinking bowl games. We don't like 162 games in baseball. We don't have time for things that are meaningless anymore. Bowl games are meaningless. So you know what? No more stinking bowl games. Here is what I'm going to do. Outside of the four teams that are in the college football playoff, I will run a best of the rest tournament for 32 teams. So teams seeded 5th through 36 will play in a tournament very much like March Madness, right? A bracket like March Madness. You will go from 32 to 16 to 8 to 4 to 2 to 1. All right? Then we will have a second tournament outside of the playoff that these teams will come to love and care about. And you as the fans will be the big victors for this. No more stinking bowl games. All right? Number four. Can we please, for the love of all that is good and holy, get rid of these stupid, unintentional targeting calls and use common sense for once? How many times when you're watching a game, your heart skips a beat when we're reviewing the last play for targeting? It's always the best player on your defense, and half the time they say he's ejected from the game. Here's the problem with that. He's called for targeting when the offensive player, the running back, wide receiver, etc., lowers his head at the last second. That's not the defender's fault. You have to make a determination as to whether there were bad intentions with a tackle, okay? Most of the time, there are not bad intentions with a tackle. Most of the times, these players have been coached not to lead with their heads or their helmets, all right? But if a player lowers, if the running back or quarterback lowers his head at the last second, how is it my fault that my helmet made contact with his helmet? Give me a break on this, man. We got to get rid of the unintentional targeting ejections. These are not intentional bad plays. And finally, promotion and relegation. Hey, Mark, isn't that in soccer? Isn't that something we see in soccer? Yeah, it is. But here's my point. You should not just be grandfathered into being in a Power 5 conference until the end of time. You should have to earn your place in said Power 5 conference. Here's what I'm talking about, and here's the quota that you have to hit, all right? I want to see a minimum of 6 conference wins every 3 years, okay? You can have an offer, but you need to win 3 games each year for 2 years in conference play, all right? It's time to get rid of the dead weight, and it's time to give a chance to some of the best group of 5 teams, the Boise States, the Memphises, the UCFs of the world, that just want a shot at the table, man. So here's what I want to do. I want to look at the likes of sorry Kansas and say, okay, Kansas, put up or shut up. I want to look at sorry Rutgers, 0-9 in the Big Ten last year, outscored 355-51. And conference games. I want to look at sorry Vanderbilt and say, what, outside of raising our academic profile, what are you doing for us on the football field? And I'm putting 6 wins over 3 seasons as the quota, as the gauntlet. That is what you have to do. And Vanderbilt, if you can't do that, 1-7 last year, not on pace for 6 wins in 3 years. If you can't do it, UCF, welcome to the SEC. All right? Rutgers, if you can't do it, Memphis, welcome to the Big Ten. Kansas, if you can't do it, Boise State, welcome to the Big 12. Give the little guys a chance to earn their keep, and you could keep this rolling. UCF is now a member of the SEC. They have to win 6 conference games over 3 years. And if they don't, they fall out. All right? What do you say? It is time to cut the dead weight in college football. It is time to cut the dead weight. I'm Mark Ryan, and I approve this message on the changes I would make to college football as the czar of the sports. Lonzo, how'd I do?
You sounded very presidential, whatever that
means.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate it very, very much. Agree or disagree with what you heard?
I agree with everything except for the relegation thing. I'm sorry, you know.
Well, let's focus on what you agreed with.
Well, I'd rather focus on what I disagree with because it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You should have
anything
to earn
that's
your keep, Lonzo.
I get it. But anything that's associated with soccer to me, we don't need to adopt rules from a sport that wasn't made here in America.
Forget that it's from soccer. You have to earn your keep. You know as well as I do. I mean, you referred to Minnesota as one of these sorry teams last year, but you know as well as I do that Rutgers ain't doing a damn thing for the Big Ten. that Kansas ain't doing a damn thing for the Big 12 and that Vanderbilt ain't doing a damn thing for the SEC. And it's time
I disagree
to cut
with you.
The dead weight.
And here's why I disagree with you. Those teams serve a purpose. They serve a purpose of giving a win to just about everybody else in the conference.
So them
being bad balances out by making everybody else better.
Oh,
everybody's guaranteed
man.
At least one win thanks to them.
Oh, man. What do you think of my changes to college football, ladies and gentlemen? How about a continuation of our SEC and ACC preview series? You'll hear from Allison Posey next on our Florida State preview for the 2020 season here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know what's crazy, man? And something cool, you know, I want to tell you guys, bring you guys behind the scenes here. Something cool has been happening the last week, all right? So I'm a nerd, as you guys know. I chart things. I like numbers. I'm really into ESPN's Football Power Index. I also chart things like our Twitter followers as the assistant program director, how we're growing there, and so on and so forth. And then in March, things just kind of died, right? Things just kind of fell off a cliff there. The pause button was pressed for everybody. In the last week to 10 days, things have begun churning again, just like we're in season. You know, Twitter accounts gaining followers, interaction on the show is increasing again. People are getting geared up again for sports, and it's just like, oh, there you are. There you are, sports fans. It is awesome to see you. Well, we've been doing something fun over the last, let me see here, how many days in a row now? This is day number 16 in a row, right? SEC and ACC team previews, one team per day. And joining us right now is a friend of mine from back when I worked in the Florida Panhandle with Rob Brown. She is now the sports director for ABC 27, Channel 27 in Tallahassee, Florida. She is also the first female sports director for an over-the-air channel in Florida. Tally Bourne, Gainesville bred, Allison Posey joins us right now on the show. Allison, good afternoon. Hope you are being happy. Hope you are happy, healthy, and safe. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm tired of looking at the four walls of my home office. But other than that, you know, like you were mentioning earlier, sports are hopefully going to come back, and we can get going sooner than later.
Have you picked that up as well? Like the last 7 to 10 days, it's felt like everyone's woken up from their no sports slumber. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, because we cover a lot of high school, too, in North Florida and South Georgia, and they've been practicing since June 1st. So the first couple months of this pandemic, it was like twiddling my thumbs at home. What am I going to do sports coverage-wise? And we've hit the high schools pretty hard the last couple weeks. But you're right. You know, up until yesterday when the Big Ten made that announcement, it was kind of like, all right, we might really be playing here. And then now, I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, I know. You know, it's interesting. Allison, do you mind if I share our first direct message exchange from yesterday? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay, I said to Allison yesterday, direct message, I said, good evening, Allison. Could you possibly join me at 4 p.m. Eastern? We moved it up. 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central tomorrow for a one-segment preview on Florida State football. And Allison responded, and I laughed, on how they're not going to have a season, question mark, you know? And I was like, you know, it's interesting, Allison. I'm having on somebody in the second hour today who's a producer in Atlanta who's asked all of us in sports media to stop saying things like that because like, he wants his job, right? And he's worried that...
We all do.
Right, he's worried about it, but it's such a... We're torn, right? If you're truthful with your audience... I basically feel like sometimes, Allison, I'm saying, folks, we're not going to have football, and I might not be talking to you anymore. You know, I feel like that sometimes. I don't want to be there, but I feel compelled to be honest with my audience as well. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely what it is. I mean, you want to stay optimistic, of course, and I think it just depends, you know, what level of football we're talking about. You know, I think the Power Five conferences, they have a better chance of playing versus some of these smaller schools where the money isn't so much of a factor. And personally, that's what I'm worried about. You know, I'm worried about the HBCUs. I'm worried about you know, FCS, small division two. That's what worries me. The Power Five, a little bit more faith, and hopefully we're going to be playing. I mean, who knows, though, man? Like, the way this pandemic has gone, I feel like one week it's like, okay, we're moving forward, and then the next day it's like you walk into a brick wall, and it's, what is going on now? So I just don't know. You know, it's July 10th. A lot can happen between now and next week. I'm hoping for the best, but, you know, I'm trying to prepare myself just, I don't know if we do have a season and the first time I step out on that field, if we're allowed to, you know, with a mask, without a mask, I don't know what it's going to look like. But I think I'm going to have to pinch myself because I don't know if I'm going to believe that it's real, that I'm really watching a real-life game in person.
I know, man. I know. And I'm exactly the same way as you, Allison. I'm very, very hopeful. The Clemson Network let me know recently that they'd like me back for the second straight year of postgame football postgame.
Congrats!
I thank you so much. I posted today, whenever, if when or and wherever, I'm there. Right?
Yeah.
I'm there.
But on the middle, we're good.
And I hope the if there is the last one that I need to worry about. But we will see. I also, Allison, have a tremendous amount of respect for what you do. I've let my audience know this has been. I've never worked harder in my life. And I also, Allison, don't feel as though that what I do for 4 hours is easier than what you do in a 4-minute sportscast. You know, I tell people this all the time. 1 minute of television time, I'm told on average, takes about an hour of prep time, right? So for a 4-hour show, I also prep for 4 hours. And it's, you know, to do so in a world without sports, I don't envy the life you've had the last few months in terms of content generation. But here we are. It's picking back up again. Mike Norvell is the new head coach at Florida State. Outside of that hiccup, saying that he spoke to everybody on the team about the George Floyd situation when he really didn't, how is he being received in Tallahassee?
You know, good. And it's, I feel like our interaction with him has been so almost limited because they don't, it's like most programs in the country. You know, they were 3 days into spring practice when this whole pandemic started. They had their first day in pads, and I remember talking to him that day, and we asked him, you know, do you think you'll be here tomorrow? And he told us, I don't know. And then later that afternoon is when the ACC kind of axed everything. So I feel like the interactions we have had with him, although they haven't been a lot, have been very positive. He's a very passionate guy. You know, I sat down with him one-on-one a couple weeks after he got here. You know, he's very straightforward. And just talking with all the high school coaches in the area, that's the biggest difference, they said, between last coaching staff and this coaching staff. They love last coaching staff. You know, they really like that, the way they interacted with the kids. But they said, when you sit down with Mike Norvell, he has a plan. He said, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And if you don't like it, get off the train. So he's very direct in speaking to these kids. And he really, when they got here, him and his staff, they hit the road. They wanted to make these connections with this area. You know, he really didn't recruit out of Florida that well. And that was one of the main concerns of him getting the job. But he, from every single high school coach that I've talked to, he went and met with them all one-on-one, every coach in this area, and they have all been blown away by him and his coaching staff.
I often say, Allison, that a program's prestige will not dip from one bad hire. But when you have consecutive failed hires, that's when you start to see a more long-standing dip in the reputation of a program. Florida, Will Muschamp, Jim McElwain, mm-hmm. back-to-back. Dan Mullen, thankfully, has been quickly digging the Gators out of that hole. But let's be honest, they're still not back to where they were. Florida State, do you feel like, with the last year of Jimbo Fisher in that ugly divorce, plus Willie Taggart, do you think there will be any sustained damage felt by this program?
You know, I don't know, and it's funny that you brought up Florida, because it's kind of the situation that I tell, I compare the two. And again, they're very different, because what Urban did at Florida in his short amount of time that he was there was unbelievable. But I was actually working in Gainesville that last year of Urban's, that he was in Gainesville at Florida. And the locker room was a mess. I mean, it's been documented. I mean, there were fights. The team was broken up. It was just not a very good locker room culture. You know, the amount of arrests have been documented. Florida State obviously did not have the amount of arrests and kind of problems with the law that they had. But that locker room, very comparable to what Florida went through in Jimbo's last year. You know, the grades were not good with this team. There were guys skipping class. Very disjointed locker room. Not a lot of belief in each other. Very similar situation where it was in shambles almost. So when Willie took over this program, I mean, say what you want about his results on the field, but he had to rebuild that locker room, and he talked about it. And I think that's hopefully what he was able to do in his tenure here. Again, like you said, the wins were not there on the field, but he had to rebuild kind of that culture of positivity and getting along and getting these kids to do the right thing. And then hopefully those wins will come. Now that the locker room has been started to be rebuilt, hopefully Mike Norvell can get those wins to come on the field.
Yeah, and it's a process, and people need to understand that it's going to take time. I'm seeing Florida State in the college football preview magazines, in the analytics, Allison, ranked really right around the cusp of the top 25. Do you think that's accurate, or do you believe they still have a ways to go to get there?
I think there's a lot of unknowns. It's a brand-new coaching staff that didn't have a spring. Listen, to be honest with you, I'm not a huge believer in preseason polls anyways.
No. Right.
Because, anything can happen. But this is the thing. Mike Norvell came in. He has a new way of doing things. He's got a new offense, a new defense that these kids have to learn. Again, a new culture that he has to instill with the way he does things and what's expected out of him. And they got three practices to try to do that. You know, James Blackman is back at quarterback. He's got a couple guys to back him up now, which props to Mike Norvell for getting two quarterbacks assigned, the first signee since 2017. You know, having Marvin Wilson come back on defense, huge for that defense. He's a veteran leader. So that's going to be big for them, not only talent-wise, but leadership-wise. Tamarion Terry coming back at receiver, that's also a big get for them on offense. So, yeah, they have a lot of, I guess, kind of key pieces coming back, but there's still a lot of questions. Just because you get a new coaching staff doesn't mean that this offensive line, which has been Florida State's issue for years since that national championship game, that's the last time this O-line was really decent, it's going to take time. And getting a new coaching staff, I really want people to understand, it's not going to be a magic fix overnight. Do I think this team has potential? Of course. But they're in the same boat everybody in this country is in. You didn't get a spring. And they have that extra crutch of a brand-new coaching staff. It's not going to be an overnight fix. So I think the expectation is there and the hope is there, but people have to be patient.
Have to be patient indeed. Allison is the sports director of ABC 27 in Tallahassee, Florida, and she's joining us with our Florida State preview today. What can we expect to see stylistically, offensively, and defensively from this new outfit?
You know, I wish we would have had a spring to, yes, to really kind of see. That's the thing. And again, just a new system, a new way of doing things. I mean, Norvell, I expect a lot more tight end presence. You know, he was utilized that a lot at Memphis, and that's something that really hasn't been utilized that much at Florida State in recent years. So I think we're going to see a little bit more of that on offense. He does like to spread the ball out, which is what Taggart did. So I think we'll see that a lot as well. And as far as the defense goes, again, they have issues that are going to have to be fixed. You know, pass rush has got to get better. But, again, I wish we would have had a spring to really kind of see this thing in action. And we didn't get that. And I know it sounds like, oh, it's just worse. It's everybody. But yeah, with a new coaching staff, you really wish we could have seen that. But that's kind of expected. I mean, I'm excited to see this offense. It was very productive at Memphis. He was ranked some of the highest in the country on a lot of those offensive statistical categories. Really hoping that can translate here in Tallahassee.
I'll tell you what, Allison, I think in every sport, those rosters that have a bunch of new pieces, new head coaches, new regimes, are really the ones that are screwed with the current situation. The Clemsons,
sure,
of the world are in the penthouse here. They know their system, a ton of returning players. Good luck. Good luck with any new regime going up against that outfit that hasn't had a ton of time to play. But, you know, it's interesting, Allison. If I'm ranking programs overall in the ACC, I still say Clemson number one, Florida State number two, and Miami number three. Now, granted, Virginia's been better than Florida State. Mm-hmm. UNC's been better than Florida State. Louisville's supposed to be much improved. But if I'm just evaluating the programs, do you agree with me that Florida State long-term is still the best competition for Clemson?
I think so, yeah. I mean, especially as a divisional rival. I mean, the thing with the ACC, and love the ACC, excellent conference, but besides Clemson, the last couple years, it hasn't been there. I mean, it hasn't. It's not that competitive anymore. Clemson kind of has that one-way ticket into the college football playoff. I would agree with that. Again, I think it's still too early to tell. But as far as the Atlantic goes, sure. I mean, Florida State is right there, especially this year. And again, they do have a lot of talent coming back this year. It's just how will they fit in a new system and how quickly will they be able to adjust? But without a doubt, Clemson is leaps and bounds above everybody in the ACC. You know, Miami, they've had their issues. You know, they were supposed to kind of have a turnaround year last year, and it is what it is. But I think Florida State is right there. I think they're there every year. They've got the talent. They've got the reputation. They've got the history. They just got to get back on the right track, and hopefully Mike Norvell's the guy to do that.
Allison, as we let you go here today, we've been closing each and every one of these team preview segments by asking our experts for three players to watch out for in this upcoming season. Who are three players in your mind that might not be as well known, but you expect to have a big impact this season?
I don't know if it's not well known, but definitely Marvin Wilson, Janoris Robinson on defense as well. He's going to be someone to look for on the edge. That's going to be a key part of that defense. Running back is the big question mark too. Replacing Cam Akers, who's going to step up? Look for Deshaun Corbin. He's the transfer from Texas A&M. He was hurt last year at A&M, but he's a transfer that's supposed to come in and make a huge impact in this run game.
Allison Posey is the sports director for ABC 27 in Tallahassee. Allison, so happy to see your success. Please stay happy, healthy, and safe. All right?
Thank you. You as well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Offsides, keeping that energy rolling into the fourth hour, right here on ESPN Upstate. We've got a great weekend ahead. It is time for Either Or. Two options on life and sports. Either Or starts right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. So here's what I mean by this question, all right? Sports has not given us a whole lot the last 4 months. Most weekends, let's be honest, we've chosen everything, anything else over the options that sports has given us. But this weekend, we have Major League Soccer all weekend long. This weekend, we have Fight Island with the UFC. So this weekend, I will ask you, Alonzo, sports or anything else?
Why do I have to choose? I mean, there's a full day going on. I guess to play the game the way that you're wording it, I will go with sports.
This is the first weekend in a while, is it not, that we have said this, right? That, like, we just haven't had a lot of weekends where anything else we might do hasn't been better than sports. But this is one of the first weekends. I mean, you've got look, I like soccer. You don't. MLS's back tournament is captivating me. It's not captivating you. And then we have Fight Island at the UFC. This is one of the first times in the last 12 weeks, 16 weeks, Lonzo, that I'm choosing sports over anything else. I'm happy with it, man.
Well, actually, I'll be at work, but, you know, I will make it home in time to see some UFC. The New England Patriots are offering free parking for home games during the 2020 season. The club announced in a letter to its season ticket members on Monday, in order to show our appreciation for your commitment to the Patriots during this unique season, and an acknowledgement that it will be different than any other season we have ever experienced together, we want to share that we will provide free parking in Gillette Stadium lots this year. The letter read, from both a safety and convenience standpoint, we hope this will simplify one aspect of your game day experience in 2020 and serve to express our gratitude for your support. So is this a great gesture from the Patriots? Or if you're like me, are you suspicious and believe the Pats know there won't be fans in the stands this year and this is just a PR stunt?
You know, it really gets me when people try to play this "we're out for the good of the people" card, and it's really just completely self-serving. Boy, you're going to offer free parking with no cars? Nobody there? How kind of you. Look at how forward-thinking and kind you're being. Okay, and Lonzo, here's the part that you're missing. They have a crap product this year. Of course they're offering free parking. Who wants to see that?
I disagree. Cam Newton, man, former MVP of the league. Are you kidding?
Yeah, former. Emphasis on former. Way former. When's
the last time Tom Brady won the MVP? Come on.
When's the last time Tom Brady won the Super Bowl? Look, man, you know, you create something that's free when there is no demand. If there was demand, there would never be this thing. You know, I got a friend of mine on Twitter. The Jacksonville Jaguars announced over the course of the show today that they will be offering 25% capacity to their stadium. And one of my friends wrote on Twitter, Lonzo, that would be one of the best attendances that they've had in the last 10 years, right?
I figured 20, that was coming.
25% attendance cap. Thank you, Jacksonville, Captain Obvious, for your announcement. With or without COVID, the attendance is exactly the same. All right. Here we go, Lonzo. Before or after 10-1. For a college football start date?
I am ever the optimist, believe it or not, and I'm going before. Do I have to go into lengthy reasons why? Sometimes you just have faith and you just believe, and I believe that they're going to pull it together and we're going to have football before October. Come on.
Who's playing, Lotso? Who's playing? Well, is SMU playing? Is Boise State playing?
Did you preface college football? I don't think you did. I think you said football.
Boise State's part of college football, right? I said college football before or after 10-1.
Are you sure?
For a college football start date. College football. We're going to have the NFL, Lonzo. Well, the NFL's playing. We already know that. All right? But college football, 10-1. College football start date.
Yes, before we're going to have that. Because if they're only going to play conference – I think they're going to move the games back and start when is the first conference game for most teams? Is it after 10-1? Did you trick me? Is that what that is?
No. Look, man, it's the schedule has gone out the window now, right? The Big Ten is saying we're only playing conference games. So they had all these non-conference games, right? There were only like two or three of those that people would have watched anyway. The Big Ten had 42 non-conference games, right? And, like, Washington was playing Michigan. Ohio State was playing Oregon. And I think there was, like, one other decent one. But other than that, you weren't watching that garbage. Nobody was watching that garbage anyway. So, you know, you're just...
Yeah, I disagree with you. I watch every game I can
you
that
watch
my favorite
every,
team plays.
Every
yeah.
game.
If
Ohio
it's televised,
State game.
If it's televised, yes.
Of course, Ohio State game. But are you going to watch... Wisconsin against Akron? Does that interest you?
No.
Okay, that's my point. That is exactly my point.
Love them Zips, though.
Unfortunately, I say after October 1st, and I hope to God that I'm wrong. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, I have this friend who loves his job so much that he was going crazy when he couldn't actually come to work. Is my friend weird or just someone who loves what he does or both?
I love what I do, Lonzo. Sometimes, like last week, Lonzo, on Wednesday, July 1st, like I needed a break. I absolutely needed a break. I think Wednesday, July 1st, was one of my worst shows since I've been here. And I tried, man. I really did. I just was plumb tuckered out. And I needed the break, and I had the break, and I got recharged, and I'm good to go.
Well, I could say I'm sorry that I wasn't here to pick it up for you. But,
Yeah.
I was at the beach.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Appreciate it. You were getting that recharge. So, Lonzo, no, I think I understand, man. Like, our work gives us purpose in life, man. It's an important thing for us. You notice that. You guys don't know this, but Lonzo was texting me during his vacation. He's like, dude, I got to come back. I can't wait to come back, man. Dude, I have this idea, but I can't wait to come back, man. I need to come back. Okay, Lonzo, I'm looking forward to it, man. I need to come back, man. I'm ready to go. Want to come back. I mean, dude, I didn't know that you would be like that. I thought you would really, really enjoy your time off, but evidently you need to work too.
I did. See, here's the thing. Three days, and then I'm good to go. After 3 days, I'm ready to come back. And I had planned to come back and do some things, and I was unable to do that, and it made it worse. And so my time off was a lot more than what I expected, and that made it even more worse.
What was the favorite thing that you did with your time off?
I built that. I built two cases to house my swords, my Liono sword. Not only did I build it, I painted it. I put.
What is a Liono sword?
Thundercats. Hold on. Ho!
Okay.
I bought it at South Carolina Comic Con a couple years ago, and okay. it's 4 foot long.
Can you send me a picture of it?
I posted it. It's up there. It's on Twitter okay. and on Facebook.
All right. All
Not
right.
only did I build it, but I painted it and I put lights in it so it will light up when I'm in my game room and it lights blue all the way around it.
That
really
is
cool.
so adorable.
I
that
also,
is so cute.
Yeah, you're saying that, but if you buy those things, they cost like $250.
I actually liked Thundercats back in the day. So in Field of Dreams, they said if you build it, they will come. You've built it. Is Thundercat going to hoe? I'm waiting for it, man. What beach did you go to, by the way?
Garden City.
Okay. A lot of people there or no?
Well, we go to a place where you're renting a condo. And so it's a private beach. It's still, still the ocean. There was a fair amount, but not nearly as many as there normally was.
The best thing we heard today is coming your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
You have...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to tell you about TLC Motors, where Joe, the general manager, is the king of cars. Folks, they are simply the best when it comes to getting a car and getting the very best deal on your new vehicle. You can shop them 24/7 online at TLCMotors.com. Isn't that great? Right now, and this month, they'll pay you more for your trade or even just buy your entire vehicle from you outright. Because TLC Motors is your high-volume, low-profit dealer here in South Carolina. That's how they can do what they do. And check this out. With the current environment, they'll offer free home shipping of your vehicle within 100 miles. So if you're not sure you want to visit the dealership, no worries, man, no worries. They will bring the car to you. They've been voted the best of Spartanburg by the People's Choice Awards for a reason. They offer a stress-free buying process with no hassle pricing, and it's fair and equal pricing for all. You need to check them out to see why the People's Choice Awards say they're the best of Spartanburg. It is TLC Motors.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, everybody, it's Offsides. Mark Ryan and Lonzo, how did I do keeping the energy up for that fourth hour? I don't think you can keep that energy up for 4 hours, Mark. I don't think you can do that, says program director in Cleveland, Ohio. Was he right? How'd I do? Energy, fourth hour.
Think that guy's still there?
Yeah, he's still there, man.
Is he?
He's still
okay.
there. He's a real successful guy. They got a real successful station up there, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. And I auditioned there, and I made it pretty far. I think I was easily like top 8 or so. And then he said, Mark, I just don't think you can keep that energy up for 4 hours. And I was like, man, I am going to pin that on my bulletin, and I will prove you wrong any chance I get. How about the best thing we heard today, Lonzo? What do we got?
Well, I was trying to decide between two cuts, and I'm going to go with this again just because I want to.
It's actually going down.
Me baptizing his ass in front of the whole world?
So you think you knock him out?
Cold blood just can't be. His body's grasping for air. I got my hand raised over him. Just going to baptize him, man, for the world to see. It's going to be violent.
Early or late?
It's going to start violent. It's going to end violent. I don't know, first round, fifth round. I don't know, but it's gonna, just like I said in the Nate and the Till and the Askren fight and every fight I've ever been a part of, I'm going to give it everything I have in my being to leave this guy unconscious and for a long time. Now, I don't like to just touch that little button and then they go to sleep and then they wake up and they're like trying to wrestle with the referee. No, no, no. You know me, I like to hold that button down. I want to make sure that when you come back to this world, you're spaced out. You're in an ambulance headed somewhere and your cornerman got to tell you what happened because you got no recollection of it. And especially with a guy like Usman, I wouldn't mind if the referee trips on the way to stopping me and I get in a couple extra shots, you know?
Man, this is going to be the first weekend in a while where the offering sports is giving us is better than the alternative, is better than whatever else you could do. I'm so pumped for the return of sports, man. I cannot wait. I think we've all put in our time. We deserve some sports now, do we not? Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourselves. We will see you right back here on Monday for another episode of Offsides. Right here on ESPN Upstate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.